In this bulletin, at least 10 houses destroyed by bushfires on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. The UK Parliament suspended for 5 weeks. And in tennis, Ashley Barty reclaims the top spot in the women's rankings. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Authorities say 10 houses have been destroyed in a major bushfire on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Police have declared a bushfire emergency situation in Perigean Springs, Perigean Beach, Perigean Breeze Estate and Marcus Beach. The Queensland Fire and Emergency Service says the safest option for people there is to leave, if it is clear to do so, and stay away. New South Wales firefighters are also battling several blazes and there are concerns about a southerly change this morning. The Rural Fire Service has confirmed 4 homes have been destroyed in Drake and 1 in nearby Tenterfield in the state's northeast. Deputy Premier Jackie Trad says the conditions fueling the fires are expected to persist across Queensland for the next few days.
We do have fires right across the state, from in Tenterfield in New South Wales right up to west of Cairns, we have property damage along that same track as well. So there are a number of areas that are of concern because the fuel load is very dry and we have these very, very high winds.
The British Parliament will be suspended for 5 weeks, with MPs likely to reject government calls for an early election. And a bill aimed at blocking Britain from leaving the European Union next month without a withdrawal agreement has become law. The legislation seeks to prevent Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking Britain out of the EU without a deal on the 31st of October. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says Mr Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament is disgraceful.
All MPs need to be able to question the government on its proposal to crash out on the 31st of October from the European Union, with all the problems that will mean for food and medicine supplies. But it's also the Prime Minister going around the country saying he doesn't accept an Act of Parliament that is now law, which is that he has got to ask for an extension until the end of January.
The Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, says he will stand down as Speaker and MP at the next election or on October 31st, whichever comes first after 10 years in the job. A report that's been tracking the attitudes of Australians on climate change for over a decade shows a steady increase in concern about the issue and the role the government can play in mitigating its effects. The Australia Institute's Climate of the Nation report surveyed just over 1,900 people on a range of climate-related questions. It found 81% of Australians are now concerned about climate change, resulting in more droughts and flooding. Climate and Energy Director at the Australia Institute, Richie Merzian, says the report shows Australians think the country needs a more ambitious climate policy.
So Australians want more from the government, the federal government. The federal government doesn't even have a climate and energy policy. So first things first, come up with an actual national policy on climate change.
Nigeria says it will repatriate 600 of its citizens from South Africa following violent attacks on foreign-owned businesses. 10 people, including 2 foreigners, were killed in Johannesburg last week during attacks on the businesses. The attacks followed a strike by South African truck drivers to protest against the employment of foreigners. South Africa has high unemployment and some of its citizens feel foreigners are taking their jobs. Nigeria says some of those to be repatriated will leave in 2 flights on Wednesday. A rescue operation is continuing off the United States coast near Georgia after a cargo ship capsized. The car carrier overturned after leaving the port of Brunswick. The US Coast Guard saved 20 of the crew before fire forced them to retreat. They've now made contact with the 4 remaining crew members and are planning to remove them from the vessel. In basketball, the Australian Boomers remain undefeated after they overcame France in a thrilling game 100-98. Australian Matthew Dellavedova managed to put the team ahead with 5 seconds to spare. The win places Australia on the opposite side of the draw to the US and Serbia. Australia will face Czech Republic on Wednesday in the quarterfinal. In tennis, Australian Ashley Barty has reclaimed the top spot in the women's rankings just a month after losing her position. That's despite Barty losing the women's doubles at the US Open with partner Victoria Azarenka in New York. She described the Open as a hell of a tournament and said she was proud of the team's fight in the final. The US Open women's winner, Bianca Andreescu, has also moved up in the rankings to number 5 after defeating Serena Williams. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, frost, then sunny, 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, windy and partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, a shower or two with wind and a top of 17. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns, much the same, 28. And Darwin, also sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.